Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens. As we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the fat fried fryers, deep fried fryers area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or box of sunshine. Eh, thanks for.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what foods not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run. Do a stainless steel the entire time.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur blur blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on the radio KOL.
Hello everybody, this is Ashalon, and this is a Tuesday night special edition of State of the Kingdom. I usually do these Sunday afternoon, but, you know, I was doing the paternal day with the family, and so it was, Roth the Slayer. Go get on his intro list. Yes, Roth the Slayer. Love that intro. I'm not sure which is better, the cow or me going blur, 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 blur. So if you've not heard this show on Sunday, let me explain how this kind of works. No, seriously, Lucy, just go ask him. Please, I'm putting on your list. Here's how this works. Hi, Gleebs. I've seen you in chat for a while. You always seem to be on when I'm not on. So here's how State of the Kingdom works. It is kind of like Jake and Scully. It's like the Monday night Jake and Scully show. It's like the Thursday night Jake and Exploiter show, except we look at the game from a player's point of view. You know, they're looking at it from a developer's point of view. We're looking at it as fine. How then do we play? And I've got a little bit of understanding on this. I've got 115-something... What the fuck? Ilthrador, if there's a link to that, or a link to what the hell you're talking about, throw that to me, because I have no clue what you're talking about. But anyway, you know, I've got like 120-something, no, about maybe about 120 softcore, 25-30 hardcore runs, about to fix my Oxy Loop, thank God. About to finish the Oxy Loop. How my Plexi suit? So I kind of have a clue what's going on. And how this usually works, I play some songs, and then when we come back from the first break, I will then talk about kind of, you know, some topic. And I think it's been a week. I think it's time we really look into these three new skills that came out last week and how that affects you, the money-making meat farmer or food farmer or whatever the hell you farm. How does that affect you? So we're going to look into that for about half hour. The second hour is all your questions. So a little bit of a discussion, a little bit of a point of view, and then it's questions. You can blue message those questions to Ashalon. Now that is player number 67689. And let's see, if the macro would do repetition on me. That would be better if I actually did it in the chat and not in my notepad. Okay, there it goes. Do that out there in radio chat. Feel free to ask questions. This could be as simple as, you know, you heard some of the stuff that Rock picked together, and I have to say, I know where those come from, but he did some really nice editing on some of those. God. But, I mean, it can be as simple as, like, you know, hey, I'm new, how do I do this, how do I do that, you know, to some more advanced concepts or skill choices or ascension path choices or whatever. This is just kind of, you know, this is kind of like a help talk show. That's the suggestion. Dark Eagle has 112. Okay, and he's going to get at least two more. And then after that, I don't know if I'm going to ascend him anymore, because he might become just a food farmer for himself. I mean, I that's kind of where I'm looking with him, is I may not ascend him anymore until I get a feel for what this new crafting system they haven't rolled out is yet. So I may spend a couple days and make massive amounts of food and then just kind of tank on Silklover for some reason. So anyway, please feel free to send in questions, because trust me, if I don't get questions in the second hour, this show sucks. Unlike Chicken Scully, which has 2 hours of questions, hands down, easily, I don't. But the questions that you can glean are actually pretty good. Also, if you'd like to hear pretty much other shows, there is an archive. There's actually two archives. One of them is an iPod format, and one of them is an MP3 format. And I think I have that macro. Let's see if I can actually pick the right macro. No, I'm not. I'm just going to look the right look here. It's, yes, it's 18, slash 18. And so you can go and you can pull down and look at some of the new stuff and the stuff that is. And, you know, some of the stuff is obviously going to be outdated. But go check it out. Go check it out. And you never know when I'm going to just pull off a rant. I have a moron right now in chat who I called him out that basically everything he's sending in chat lately is idiot stuff. And I basically said, I've quit listening to anything he says in a while. And now he's trying to PM me and make me like him again. I'm like, dude, no. Go look at your post count. Go look at my post count. Now go look how many locked topics you have, and go try to find a locked topic that I have. Anyway, I move on. I'm gonna play three songs from OC Remix, because I want to hear some OC Remix tonight. At least three songs should get it out of my system. I don't do requests tonight, sorry guys. This is gonna be a traditional State of the Kingdom format show. And at the end of the show, I may take feedback if you like the show on Tuesday night, or if you want to keep me on Sunday. Even though next Sunday and Tuesday, I will be gone all week. For those of you who don't know or should know, I'm a teacher, and I'm getting AP certified, so I can continue teaching pre-AP coursework, because the AP board decided that everybody has to go through a week-long of classes. Woo! But I'm getting professional credit, and I'm getting 3 hours of graduate credit, so yay. Ever so closer to that plus 15 line, which means more money, more money, more money. This is Ashlyn, State of the Kingdom, here on Radio KOL. Send questions, 67689. Alright, guys, I am back, and, I am back. And I have some questions. Now, guys, if you're sending me, like, messages using the message system up top, that's a green message, and I'm kind of hoping you could do the blue... Okay, I have a cardinal sending, like, 9, so I understand. Cardinal is my... the gun run. Who just sends in tons of questions. And that's fine. Because, Moosey, his questions are not stupid. Which is fine. And of course, then promptly Gleeb sends in, how do you type with boxing gloves? That's okay. I don't have a problem with that. Okay, so this time last week, actually after rollover, we were we were given a lovely ton of brand new stuffages. And, you know, it was kind of interesting. A lot of, you know, took a little bit to figure out, but then people were like, oh, crap. Basically what it is there are three new skills. A Postomancer, which allows you to use the Walk of Ages. The Sorcerer, which allows you to make some really spiffy sauces using the Walk of Ages. And then Pulverize, which allows you to basically crunch stuff. Pretty much almost anything. And the food, basically the chow mein, the most notable dish change was the chow mein recipe changed. Where instead of now having to have the stir fry and the dry noodles, you had to have the stir fry, dry noodles, and the MSG, which is buyable from the store, and it cost you a turn to make a chow mein, which sucks. We'll get into that in a minute. With the sauce crafting, then, you can do some of the smaller chow mains, you can add some stuff, and you get a lo mein, and then you can do some combining with some pulverized stuff, and then some pasta mansory, and you blend all three things together, and then you get what's called a high mein. Haha, funny, funny. And, you know, so, basically, what's ended up happening is Jick and Co. have leveled tiered, I don't want to call them tiers, further the food system, where, you know, we have our basic foods that just drop, we have our foods that are easy, like one combo foods, and then we have our burritos and kebabs and all those, and then we get into the stir fry area, and those you can all basically buy them to be made. And then, if you want the chow mein and the lo mein and the high mein, which are now kind of a, I guess, a high-level food, kind of about like what the super, superhuman cocktail disco band drinks are, you know, except these require you to turn. Now, me personally, I'm not real fond of that, but the market has at least adjusted to that fact that you are spending a turn and giving it the approximate value of an Icy Peak adventure, which is fine with me. I mean, that's fine. So, you know, how does that affect you? Well, first off, if you live on chow mains, unless you had a huge batch of them cooked right before the change, which I know some people did, and I thought about, but then said, "Ah, nah, I'll do it after my next run." Boom! Damn it. Then, you know, you're purchasing, yeah. I have chow mein. They're just hidden on Ashland. And those are like super stashed away. I'm not even looking at those. But you know, you have your stashes, and you have some stashes are bigger than others. You know, if you were able to cook them right before, then dear God, you can make a killing right now off of what you normally would be able to make them. I remember when chow mein first went under 10,000. Like, whoa. Chow mein have gotten cheap. They got down to like 6 and 7. But anyway, I digress. Just realize that you're going to have to do a little bit more farming to fund your chow mein food. Instead of being able to adventure maybe 60, 70 turns to get a chow mein, now you're adventuring a few more. Definitely, you know, it's going to be cheaper in the long run to still farm your stuff, spend your turns, and get your chow mains. For the multiple skilled classes, especially in softcore, I would almost recommend maybe a day or two of doing nothing but cooking and then doing your runs. And I think that would be acceptable. I mean, I could spend 150 turns, make 150 chow mains for one day, and sell them in profit. So, you know, I think really what you're going to have to do now, it's just, you just realize that you're going to have to, well, I'm getting distracted here. Gleeb's asked me a question. I'm like, I don't know that one. You get information. So I got to do, you know, during the music interlude, do some research. Anyway, you know, instead of being able, what we used to could do with your farmers, was basically when you're, you know, when you get done with your soft core runs, you get out of Ronin if you were not a speed runner, and you would, you know, have a few boxes and just, you know, cook everything, and then you go on your next run. Well, that strategy is going to have to change now. I mean, you're really going to have to spend like a day. So unless you're going for, you know, if you're going for a speed record, don't waste turns cooking food unless you need like 15 for your next run or something like that. And then that's kind of acceptable. Now, I'm not talking too much about the pulverized, because I really have not had to play with that first hand. But basically, you got nuggets, you got wads, you got powders. And it looks to me that that kind of is up in strength. Powders to nuggets to wads. And if you eat them, then you get more stuff. Then we have the ultimate one. We'll talk about that in a minute. And you can cook these wads into food to get your low mains and high mains. Now, Jick has basically point blank said, Silklover skills pulverized, it's not all done yet. There is still a whole new crafting system that's not finished. I don't expect it to come out until 5 powders a nugget, 5 nuggets a watt. Okay. And yeah, Gleebs, throw me a link about that potion, because I don't have a clue what you're talking about. Because I've so not been paying attention to, like, the potions. I mean, the whole, and the potions. We'll get to the potions. That's another story in a second. But basically, you know, right now, the powders and nuggets and wads are good to make wads, which are usable in your food. Well, with this new crafting system, I foresee this thing where you're going to be able to make weapons. I would almost not be surprised if it didn't come off of those basic weapons that's in the armory and legory. That would kind of be a thought for me, where this would come from, where you could take a basic, boring weapon, and you can combine with the wads and nuggets and whatever else, and enchant it, so you'd have, instead of the bag of doorknobs, you'd have the stinky bag of doorknobs, and it would still do the same damage, but then it would tack on +3 stench damage or something. I mean, I just see this kind of where now we're going to be able to customize our weapons, or at least have more range of weapons in the one-handed, two-handed range weapons, one-handed range, etc., so on, such that they're all going to be different elemental setups, because the Jick and them has also said that when we go NS13, there's going to be content in at least one area, they like this one, at least one area, where more than likely the only way you're going to be able to damage them is not by physical attack, but by elemental damage. So all those elemental spells that we've been setting up, and all of the weapons now with the damage, that's all setting up for basically a non-corporeal situation. That would be my guess. Corplax. So we could have a spooky stick as a weapon. Well, I think the spooky stick already has spooky damage. Doesn't it already? Spooky stick. It helps if I spell stick correctly. Spooky stick. And let's go down to the little noob here who has all of the cheap ass stuff and doesn't know any better. And no one's gonna buy it. Yeah, it's already got spooky damage, so I don't think it would be already damaged. Nico, I haven't even started doing those questions yet. I'm doing my whole discussion on the new stuff. And then the other thing that happened was, oh my gosh, we now have a buttload of potions. Some of their names changed, people got pissy. Instead of Arse of Fire, you know, we went to other more humorous things. And let's see, what does this do? Holy shit. Yeah? Okay. That's another topic. I'll see how I get to it at some point. So we have all these new potions. And some of them are pretty much old potions that are now new named. And, you know, tons of potions, you know. We have, you know, a lot of them are still pretty much the same. and it looks like they've, you know, done some they've added some new ones, you know, a monster level potion, which for your speedcore runners, gonna love that. Spell damage, so for your magician wants, I like that as a magician person. I still wish they'd do something doubled in spell damage, but anyway. So maybe some possible combat initiative, possibly some plus item percentages. So we're definitely, they're starting to branch into more effects that do stuff besides hitting your stats and adding damage, which I like. I still wish they would approach the combat, non-combat situation from a familiar. I think that's a great place they should go. And then the kicker of the early potions that you're able to do with advanced sauce crafting, in which this is the potion that Gleaves was asking me about, is Milk of Magnesium, which looks to be a increased adventures game from food. So it's kind of a food version of Ode to Booze, and oh my god, that makes me happy, because I have a metric buttload of goat milk in Dark Eagle's section. Now, if we look over here at the way of sauce and the potions they can make with the disco bandited stuff, and dill for some odd reason, and grapes are up there too, those look to be damage and muscle plus 200, moxie plus 200, more damage, maybe monster level again. So I think basically with the potions that, okay, hold on a second. Help, message. Tip 1, become a TJ. Tip 2, tip 3, profit. A flaming spooky stick, oh god. So I think with the potions, the potions, they're not bad. It still gives you, I think the potions have kind of gotten a little bit better. I think that with the sauce craft, I think that's great, and they've expanded the sauces, and they've kind of added some of the foods, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. I think we still kind of want to see exactly what's going to end up with the the crafting situation that's going with the weapon crafting. That's with pulverizing, so that'll be interesting. I don't know. Should be fun. Should be fun. I'm mumbling. Yeah, I mumble to myself a lot. Okay. So what? What's the big deal here? What do we do? Obviously, if you're going to go for Chow Mains, then really the first skill that you need to worry about getting is the Posturmancer level 15 skill. That would be your important skill you need to get. Otherwise, Transcendental Noodlecraft. Otherwise, that's kind of your big thing. It lets you make the noodles. Now, if you're going to get, more towards the low main, high main, then just kind of realize that you're going to need more stuff. I mean, if you're going to do the low main, let's see here. Low main, you need sorcerer skill, right? No. Ignore me. That's again Posturmancer. So again, if you want to do low main, that's Posturmancer. If you want to do the high main, that's then when you gotta have the nuggets from the pulverize, and then your Scrumdivicious, whatever it is, from the new Sorcerer class, the Way of Sauce. So the high main now, basically you have to pulverize stuff, and then you have to cook it. So if you're an individual player, it's not real hard. You go and you do a hardcore, or not hardcore, but a muscle class, a Seal Clubber, Turtle Tamer type situation, and you pulverize a bunch of stuff, you hoard those nuggets until you get into a Mysticality class, and then you cook everything. You know, big deal. So that, you know, if you're doing food, then basically your Pastamancer class, the Transcendental Transcendental Noodle Craft, it's basically, that's a good thing. That would be your first one that you definitely want to get, followed probably then by Seal Clubber and then Sorcerer. Unless you're needing potions, and then you can go get the Sorcerers. But again, these three should not be dramatically important problems. Okay. So, let's see here. What else? Let's see, there's the nerf on the Plexi songs. You know, you take it off, you can only wear three. It goes back to three songs. Well, you know, that's how it should have been, so really don't care. but that's just me. Let's see, one second. So let's see here. What else? See, this is why, you know, I had to have good questions, because otherwise it gets scary. I mean, look at the thing. Flea Market's got some interface policing, big deal. The Raffle House is kind of fixed. The Raffle House, that's just a fun little place, isn't it? That's just an excellent little place. I have yet to win anything. I'm sorry. I fail at winning. I fail at winning. And, you know? I haven't won anything yet. I still want to get a Grimmicite something to put in my astronomical display case. I only buy about 100 a day, Glebes. It's not a dramatic importance to me. I know there are people who are putting in a couple thousand a day. I am fully aware of this, if not more. This is going to be one of the greater meat seeks than the MMG, I think, in the long run. You know, but when I've got 10, 12 million in Ashelon's back pocket that I never do anything with because I'm always in hardcore, what the hell? Just throw it out there. So, you know, it's kind of the way it is. But, you know, the Penguin Mafia. Oh, I love the Penguin Mafia. Penguin Mafia is excellent. Great meat sink, then at least they're not trying to pressure the council. It kind of makes you wonder exactly what they did to get the council to agree to let them build. You know, it makes it curious. I fail at winning. Da-da-da. So, you know, in the first Penguin Mafia raffles, I didn't win those either. So, I want to be, even though I did like the almost two, the two people from the same clan both won beers today, which makes me go, lucky Maltese-ish, maybe? and, oh yes, the bricks, which, I got bricked a couple times the first day, and oh, those were funny. I thought those were funny. I just had a crack up laugh about them. And, you know, I tell you, if I get enough bricks, I'm going to build a wall. And if I get bricks, go, it's just another brick in the wall. I'm surprised that, you know, that didn't get referenced somewhere about it's just another brick in the wall. I mean, come on, it's like the obvious brick reference, since Jake and Scully and them are so much into song lyrics. I don't need no education, it's just another brick in the wall. I mean, come on, that's just literally, exactly, how that needs to go. I mean, that's just asking for that. So the bricks are funny, and I know some people have been doing a follow a path log, so as I promptly get bricked, thank you, Leaves. But yeah, I love the window picture, and as I said, it's grammatically semi-incorrect on the throw text. It looks like it's just taking out your entire building. It goes in through the window and blows up the entire building, which is nice. Let's see here. This is how Pink Floyd, the most boring music on earth. Well, you know, some of it I kind of agree with, but then again, I really do like that one song. So, you know. Where did the bad man hit you? Oh my god. There was a drive-by bricking it in their channel, and they're just like, where did the bad man hit you? God. That's funny. Well, here's the deal, guys. I'm pretty much kind of talked out, so I'm going to play two songs. Please feel free to send any blue messages you might have to ashlon@gmail.com, and we'll do some other questions and answers in this next hour. This is Ashlon, United Kingdom, here on Radio KOL.